Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect, and a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
The best radio stations in America live on radio.com. Atlanta's V103, number one for hip-hop and R&B. The world-famous 106.7 KROQ, LA and Orange County's alternative. Chicago's finest rock, 93 XRT. Alice at 97.3 with the Bay Area's best music and lots more. Find them and listen to what you want when you want on radio.com, on your desktop, smart speakers, or the free radio.com app.
Pat Hughes here, radio play-by-play voice of the Chicago Cubs. Listen to Ron Coomer and me on 670 The Score, your official destination to hear all 60 Cubs games of this unprecedented 2020 season.
Get a chance! It's a grand slam, and the Cubs have won the ballgame!
Baseball's back, and so are the Cubs. Hear all 60 games on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Good morning. Welcome to The Score. This is another one of the reasons why this radio station is on the air. We're all sports all day. We want to talk to you this morning about the Bulls winning the championship.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Zach Zabin in for Mully today. That was the voice of one Tom Scherr. I believe it was the first day of The Score was on the air, and The Score going back to 1992 was the brainchild of Dan Lee and Seth Mason. Some sad news over the weekend. Seth Mason passed away at the age of 71, died of pancreatic cancer, and certainly big part of WXRT, big part of The Score, and a big loss for Chicago radio. And one of those guys that he was instrumental in the beginnings of The Score and is instrumental in the current day Score operation, Dan McNeil. Mac, good morning. How are you?
Hey, everything's good, David and Zach. And I too, am a Ball State product. I heard those words spoken when I got in my truck a little while ago. yeah, thanks for the call. It really was. You know, the older we get, the more times we get scared to answer the phone because it's like, what bad news is waiting for us now? And goodness, this has been a year that's just been riddled with sadness, real close to me, with Danny Parkins and all the stuff he's had to deal with. And Seth Mason was an innovator and gave so many of us our first chances. And he dared to be different, both with WXRT and The Score. Real fast, if I can, what WXRT was willing to do was play non-mainstream rock and roll radio in the late 70s and early 80s, while other stations were content to do the typical and often corny classic rock. You know, this is Bob Cornier with Stacks of Wax. We got a two for Tuesday today featuring Thin Lizzy. WXRT dared to play Elvis Costello music and Bob Marley. and Supertramp before Breakfast in America. And it wasn't so much about the biggest audience. It was about appealing to a more discerning audience. And people can say that snobbish if they want to, and I wouldn't disagree with them. But I was one of those music snobs, and I was an early WXRT aficionado. And when he bought the Score, a daytime-only frequency, in 1991 for $600,000, he made one of the greatest investments, along with Danny Lee, in the history of Chicago business, not just radio. They sold several years later for $77 million. And he was a good leader. He was strong-willed. He was generous. You know, he was the kind of guy who was willing to say what you didn't want to hear. And sometimes that's rare in radio. So heavy-hearted is the only way to describe how so many of us felt yesterday when we got the news. We didn't even know he had been ill. 11 months of a battle with pancreatic cancer, and he'd lived so healthy. We would chide him about how different the XRT people were from those of us who like to eat ribs in the studio, like North and Jiggins, and Seth couldn't stand that. Yeah, real sad day, but I remember him with so much fondness, and sometimes I gritted my teeth and stomped my feet in his office, but I certainly owe a ton to Seth Mason and Danny Lee and Harvey Wells for the early 90s at the Score.
You know, Mac, you mentioned it. It was not being afraid to hire voices that weren't afraid of telling you exactly what they thought on and off the air. And that defined the Score in the early going. When did you know that what Seth put together was special?
It was the fall of 92. We went on the air early January with January 2. Tom Scherer did our morning show. Jiggets and North did afternoons. And Terry Bores and Brian Hanley, they alternated with me. I was polygamous the first 9 months until Terry joined us full time. So they hired Mike Ditka to do a weekly show and on Tuesdays. And they spent a lot of money to get Mike because Mike didn't give himself away for anybody. And he made tons of news that fall. Mike Ditka helped make the Score. And he had decided not to talk to the local media other than after games for a good stretch of the 92 season. His last, I believe, 5-11 was the record. And there would be photographers from all of the television stations, cameramen lined up outside of his restaurant on Bryn Mawr, a little place not far from the airport, where we did the show. And he was nuts. That's where Who You Crappin' came from. That's where I Don't Know OB came from. So that's when the Score reached the tipping point, less than a year before we signed on January 2 of 92.
Dan McNeil joining us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. And Mac, when you look back at those beginnings, and it had to start with sort of a business plan or a concept or the freedom to let you guys be who you were. What do you remember about those conversations early, whether it was with Seth Mason or whoever, that allowed you to kind of, let if your personality, and you were part of this, shaped what the station became? Was that part of the plan? Was that part of the freedom? Was it, can you plan something like that?
Yeah, that's what they wanted us to do when we planted our flag. They wanted us to be the first outlet where people could go to get unfiltered, honest criticisms of the teams in town, because it wasn't the objective or the mission statement to acquire rights for any of the teams. And we couldn't have anyway. We had a daytime signal for the first 2 years or so, maybe even a little bit longer. My memory's a little fuzzy sometimes, but yeah, they wanted us to throw haymakers, and haymakers we threw. Whether it was Michael McCaskey after The Bears allowed Jay Hilgenberg to get away. They traded him to the Browns for a fourth-round pick in the summer of 92, and he was holding out. McCaskey was on a midday show, and North gave it to him. And that appealed to sports fans here because they had been receiving nothing but primarily softball sports talk. Rich King, sorry, I know he's a contributor every now and again, but those shows on the weekends, and Swirsk would occasionally fire, and Chet would occasionally fire, but they didn't do it with that street feel that so many guys at the Score did. And that was encouraged. That absolutely was part of the objective going in.
And that was different than sports talk radio around the country at the time.
Well, you know, before we had access to all of it, and, you know, I was familiar with what Mike and the Mad Dog did, and I think, no offense to the Score people who put it together, but they totally ripped off North's character from Chris Russo. They saw him immediately as Chicago's Mad Dog, and it makes sense, a man of the people. Until you're in the back of a limo. It's tough to be a man of the people when you're in the back of a limo, but that's exactly it. I said that about once North in the newspaper when we were feuding. Yeah. And he fired back with a good one. He went from the Yankees to the Expos.
Max, so how are you doing? Because, you know, I see that, I know you're off, you're enjoying yourself, you're enjoying your vacation. You lost your razor, but you caught a fish, a giant fish. what was last weekend like?
Yeah, you know, Danny Parkins is going to work with Matt Spiegel again this week. Some guys want money when they do a deal. Some guys want a lot of time off. I fall into the latter category, and really, it's not been a terrible time for it. I haven't missed any games of note. So I've got another week, and I'll be back for a few weeks. But, yeah, catching fish. I've lost my razor. I've lost 30 pounds since my shoulder surgery on Valentine's Day. As I stand here, I'm getting ready to go on a bike ride with a friend from high school, Timmy Vanzo, the Stones and XRT lover and White Sox fan who's mad at Michael Kopech. I'm sure I'll learn in a little bit. But, yeah, all is good. You know, grateful for every day above ground.
That's great, Mac. And thank you for sharing your memories on Seth Mason, because big loss, 71 years old. Died of pancreatic cancer on Saturday, and I know that you had a heavy heart, and appreciate you sharing your thoughts in sort of eulogizing him today.
Thank you for giving me the forum to do it. You guys have a good day, all right?
You too, Mac. Danny McNeil, part of the McNeil and Parkins show here on the afternoons on the Score, also part of the Score family going back to its beginning, back when this station started in 1992, and this segment is brought to you by Door Systems, now offering touch-free doors. Call 1-800-DOOR. The door. And Zach, you know, you just look back and you could hear it in Mac's voice. There's a sense of loss, and there's a sense of a lot of Score heads remember those days, the good old days, as they kind of get a little bit more nostalgic. It always seems like those were the you know, when you look back with fondness, because it had to be better than it is now, right? That's always the way it is.
Yes. But you know what? We all owe a debt of gratitude to Seth Mason and the pioneers who helped found this format in Chicago, because we're not on the air if he didn't make the right decisions back in the day to put this in motion. And it's amazing just the way, can you imagine, even without sports, during the time that we're living in right now, how valuable this medium has been to help us get through these difficult times.
Well,
this tells you everything you need to know.
4 months of sports without live sports, sports talk without live sports, that's quite a thing. That's quite a culture when you can try to do that in a city passionate about sports, and we haven't had a result here in a long time, and that's going to change moving forward. Opening day is, you know, July 23rd around the league, July 24th in Chicago. The Cubs and the White Sox will continue to look forward to those dates circled on the calendar, the NBA, the NHL. I don't know if you've heard, Zach, but the Blackhawks report to camp in 2 hours. So yes, they're back in business over at their facility, and I think that's exciting because they, on August 1st, have as good of a chance as anybody to go deep into the tournament.
They're in it. They're in it. You know, they didn't think they had any life, and now they have an opportunity to perhaps hold up the Stanley Cup before all is said and done. 19 days away from the Blackhawks playing their first game against the Oilers in Edmonton. 11 days to go until the Cubs and White Sox get underway in games that count. 15 days to go until the Bears quarterback competition begins at Halas Hall between Trubisky and Foles, and 17 days until the NBA resumes. Yeah, I'm keeping score.
We'd like to thank everybody today for calling and texting, and most of all, thank you for listening, and thank you, Zach, for filling in for Molly.
Always fun working with you.
Thank you to Dustin Rhodes, our executive producer.
Oh, we got Dustin Rhodes here.
Kevin Zipak, who is nice to see him after 4 months of not seeing anybody in the studio here.
You haven't destroyed very many brain cells at all.
And most of all, thank you to Ray. Ray, just the glue that holds everything together.
Good job on that, buddy.
Thanks, Zach. Appreciate it. Have a great day. Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it is.
McNeil and Parkins, Chicago's most listened to afternoon sports radio show, covering all of Chicago's teams, from the daily wins and losses to the biggest moments in Chicago sports history. Listen in your car, on your ride home from work, or from your smart speaker on the radio.com app at home. Mac and Parkins, Chicago's most listened to afternoon sports radio show, 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
Soccer fans, Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your source for action on the pitch. Looking for a game to watch? Bet Rivers Sportsbook offers a massive number of live streaming soccer matches. Sign in and watch soccer matches from the top leagues around the world day and night, right on your mobile device. Bet Rivers also features a full range of live in-game betting options to help you get in on the action. Sign up now and get up to a $250 match on your first deposit.
Not valid for any participant of the Illinois Gaming Board statewide voluntary self-exclusion program. Must be 21 years of age or older. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Chicago is strong, always has been. In the midst of crisis, we come together to work, fight, contribute, and to show gratitude to the real heroes of this story. Stay strong and bear down.
Does someone in your family have a drug or alcohol problem? Can you see what it's doing to you? If you're hurting and confused about drug or alcohol abuse and its effects on your family, let Families Anonymous help you. Families Anonymous offers direct help to family and friends of addicts through personal sharing. Meetings are free, not associated with any religion, and totally anonymous. For the meeting nearest you or more information, call 800-736-9805 or go to familiesanonymous.org.
It all starts with just one thing. Try some eco-friendly summer activities this year, like going for a walk or hike in local parks or hills, go bird watching, or even camping out in your own backyard. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gracias, Dimas.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
On behalf of the Chicago Cubs, a big thank you to all the healthcare workers, first responders, and those working at essential businesses who are keeping us safe, healthy, and happy during these very trying times. We're all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all for your hard work.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just want to say the biggest thank you to all of you. Thank you.
Blockbuster, the winner of Adweek's Creative Podcast of the Year, returns.
Film is a hobby, not a career.
I know, Dad.
James Cameron.
A movie for your ears.
James Cameron.
What, me? No.
This isn't what I envisioned.
It's a bad idea, okay?
About the world's most ambitious filmmaker.
It has to be perfect.
Just say, I'm the king of the world.
What? Why would I yell that?
Blockbuster. On radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Bears head coach Matt Nagy.
Ryan's done a really good job at the communication part with myself, and really kind of now that we're going into our third year of trying to figure out, okay, where are we at? What do we need? How can we get better? And then once, you know, you get into that process, you start having, obviously, you're dealing with all different types of players. I think the word